It is time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game two of this three-game series for the Mets and the Oakland Athletics. David Peterson against Joey Estes was the pitching matchup, and Peterson Estes traded 1-2-3 innings in the first. Then in the second, Peterson came back and faced the minimum after he issued a leadoff walk. In the bottom of the second inning, with the game scoreless, Jesse Winker and Pete Alonso singled to put a pair on. First and second with nobody out, Jeff McNeil popped out to short for the first out of the inning. Now one away and still two on for Mark Vientos.
Estes to the belt, looks to second a couple of times. The 0-1 pitch hit hard towards third off the glove of Hernandez. He tried to backhand it, and the ball rolls down the line into the left field corner. Winker has scored. Alonso to third. He'll stop there. And in at second with a double and a run batted in is Mark Vientos. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0.
RBI double for Vientos, and the Mets ahead 1-0 in the second with just one out and a pair in scoring position. Mets couldn't capitalize, though. Ben Gamel fouled out for the second out of the inning, and then Francisco Alvarez hit a screamer to center, but right at J.J. Blade for the final out. Mets settled for 1-0 Mets after two, and the first lead for the Mets since Game 3 in Colorado. Shutdown inning for David Peterson in the top of the third, then in the bottom half, Francisco Lindor led off.
Here's a 1-1 to Lindor batting left. And a pitch is flied in the air to deep right. This one's got a chance. Butler going back to the wall. It is gone. Into the Mets bullpen in right center. Number 100 as a New York Met. Francisco Lindor, a little milestone here. And he gives the Mets a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the third. His first home run in 17 games. And you know this one means a whole lot for Lindor.
Number 100 for Francisco Lindor. That's our smash of the game, presented by Smashburger. 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Not only the 100th for Lindor, but it gave the Mets a 2-0 lead. That was it, though, for the Mets in the third. Estes set down the next three. 2-0 Mets after three in the fourth inning. David Peterson walked Miguel Andujar to put the leadoff man on. J.J. Blade followed with the A's first hit of the night, a single to right field. First and second for the A's and nobody out. Shea Langeliers, who drove in four last night, hit a deep fly ball to left, but Jesse Winker caught it at the warning track for out number one. Daz Cameron next. He bounced out to first for the second out of the inning. Both runners moved up. Second and third with two outs. And the Mets ahead 2-0, and Zach Geloff at the plate for Oakland.
Second and third, two outs, the 0-2, swing and a miss, got him with a heater in. Busted him inside with 94 miles an hour, and Peterson does toss a scoreless fourth, and strand second and third.
Peterson stranded second and third. That's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. A strikeout for David Peterson. Done with the top of the fourth inning. Mets ahead 2-0 on to the bottom half, and Pete Alonso led off.
The righty turns those yellow cleats and deals home, and Pete sends a high smash in the air to left. Cameron going back, looking up. Oh, this one way out. Gone off the facing of the second deck in left center. Second Mets home run of the night. For Pete, it's number 26. It's a solo job here in the bottom of the fourth, and it is 3-0 New York over Oakland. That was a bomb by Alonso. 417 feet to left.
Yeah, an absolute rocket off the bat of Pete. Number 26, second straight inning with a leadoff home run for the Mets, and now ahead 3-0. Like in the third, Estes appeared to set down the next three, but a two-out error by Tyler Nevin allowed Ben Gamel to go all the way to second. Two outs and a gifted base runner in scoring position for the Mets, and Francisco Alvarez singled out to left field. Daz Cameron picked up his teammate, though, as Gamel was thrown out at the plate, and Estes held the Mets to one in the fourth inning. Scoreless fifth for Peterson, and Estes on to the sixth. David back out with a 3-0 lead. Miguel Andujar led off the inning with a double to right. J.J. Blade next hit a ground ball to short, and Lindor went to third with the ball to try and cut down Andujar, but the throw got away. It ended up hitting the third base umpire, Derek Thomas, and everybody was safe. Runners at the corners with no one out, and Peterson struck out Shea Langeliers for the first out of the inning. Daz Cameron next for the Athletics, and a sacrifice fly to center field plated at Andujar, and the A's had their first run of the night. Peterson able to limit from there, though. Zach Geloff popped out to end the sixth inning, 3-1 Mets. In the bottom of the inning, a one-out single by Pete Alonso chased Estes from the ballgame. Former Met T.J. McFarland on for the second straight night, and Jeff McNeil bounced into a 4-3 double play to end the inning. In the top of the inning, David Peterson set down Tyler Nevin to start the seventh and then allowed a one-out single to Darrell Hernandez. And with the tying run at the plate, Carlos Mendoza decided to go to his pen and call on Waskar Brazoban. And like T.J. McFarland in the bottom of the sixth, Brazoban rolled a two-ball to get out of the top of the seventh inning. Final line for David Peterson, 6 1/3, 3 hits, 1 unearned run, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. 3-1 Mets at the seventh inning stretch. Then in the bottom of the inning, Will Klein on for the Athletics, and the bottom of the Mets order due up. Klein proceeded to then walk Vientos, walk Ben Gamel, and walk Francisco Alvarez consecutively to load the bases with nobody out, and Francisco Lindor provided us with our turning point of the game.
Right arm dangling, has his sign, comes set. Runners lead. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a line drive, right center field, Blade over. This one going to dunk in for a base hit. Vientos scores. Gamel and the rest of the runners had to hold up. Now they advance 90 feet. RBI single for Lindor extends the Mets lead to 4-1. Gamel now at third, Alvarez to second, Lindor at first. Vientos comes in to score. And the bases remain loaded and still nobody out now for Nimmo.
And that was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets Turning Point of the Game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Second RBI of the night for Lindor, a 4-1 lead for the Mets. Mets went station to station on the play, so bases were still loaded with nobody out. Brandon Nimmo up at the plate, and Klein sent one back to the backstop that allowed Gamel to score on the wild pitch. 5-1 Mets, but only for a moment, because Nimmo padded the lead with a sac fly to center to score Francisco Alvarez, and it was 6-1 Mets, and that was just the first out of the inning. Mets weren't done yet, because there was a runner at second base for J.D. Martinez.
Here's the 2-2. Line down the right field line, a base hit for J.D. Martinez, and rolls past Butler toward the wall. Lindor scores from second. Martinez pulls into second base with a double. The Mets now have a 7-1 lead. They have scored 4 times in the seventh, and now J.D. Martinez rips a double to right to make it 7-1.
7-1 Mets lead. Klein was done. Ross Stripling on for the A's. Harrison Bader up for the first time tonight. And he legged down an infield single to put a pair on. First and second for the Mets. Just one away. And Pete Alonso up at the plate.
From the belt, the 1-0. Alonso rolls one down the left field line. Base hit past the diving Hernandez, rolling all the way to the corner. Martinez scores. Bader coming around third, motoring to the plate. The throw cut off in left. Alonso doubles in two, and it is now 9-1 New York. A 4-for-4 night with 3 RBIs for the polar bear, Pete Alonso.
And that RBI double for Pete was our insurance run of the game, presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. 2 more RBIs for Pete, 3 in total tonight. And the Mets had busted this ballgame open. It was 9-1 in the seventh inning. Stripling did stop the bleeding there. He set down the next 2 Mets to end the seventh. But when it was all said and done, 6 runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, 10 came to the plate. And the Mets had a 9-1 lead after 7. From that point, it was all about getting outs in the 8th inning. Danny Young was on for the Mets. He worked around a 1-out single by Miguel Andujar for a scoreless top of the 8th inning. Mets went quietly in the home half of the 8th. Then in the 9th, Adam Ottavino on to record the final 3 outs. Daz Cameron flied out to left field on a very impressive diving catch by Brandon Nimmo. Zach Geloff then grounded out to shortstop with the A's 1 out away from the loss. Tyler Nevin singled to extend the inning, and then Darnell Hernandez popped out to end the ballgame. Ottavino worked around the 2-out base hit and secured the victory for the Mets. 9-1, the final score, as the Mets evened up this 3-game series and force a rubber match tomorrow afternoon.